Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in the United States, performing more than 300,000 abortions every year, more than a third of all abortions performed in the country.
National Right to Life President Carol Tobias talking about her presentation at the one and only 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Planned Parenthood operates as a nonprofit, yet in its most recent annual report, the organization showed revenue of $1.6 billion, about a third of those funds coming from U.S. taxpayers. The organization talks about the healthcare services they provide, but always, always at the top of its list is so-called reproductive health care, the killing of unborn children.
You can meet and hear Carol Tobias making the case against Planned Parenthood at the 2019 Making the Case Conference, June 7th and 8th in Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's easy if you have your kids in public school to kind of pretend that there isn't a kind of creeping progressivism there. You say, my teachers, the teachers that I know that are teaching my kids in the classroom, they're good people. I trust them. I see them at the grocery store, something like that. Or the principal, he's a good guy. She's a good woman. They're taking care of things. They wouldn't let this happen in the public school. They wouldn't let the gender inclusive agenda enter into the public school at any level. But sometimes it is forces beyond their control. Sometimes it isn't, but sometimes it's forces beyond their control. And sometimes someone's told, say an administrator, you do this, it's your job. And they say, well, I'd like to retire and not lose my job and go looking for a job in midlife. So maybe I'll just do what the various boards of education say I have to do, or what the lawyers say I have to do. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to be talking about the goals of gender inclusive agenda in the public schools. Mary Rice Hassan joins us. She's Kate O'Byrne Fellow in Catholic Studies at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C., co-author of the book Get Out Now, 7 Reasons to Pull Your Child from Public Schools Before It's Too Late, and a recent column for The Federalist titled 5 Crazy Things Trans Activists Want Your Kids Taught About Gender Identity. Mary, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
What is this organization, Gender Spectrum?
Well, it's an organization that is having an incredible amount of impact. Their mission is to create a gender-inclusive world. That's what they say. The guy who leads it is a former middle school science teacher who became an administrator and then ended up working at University of California, San Francisco in their gender clinic. And the board of directors of this organization includes some of the biggest names in the gender world, proponents particularly of transitioning young children. So this organization bills itself really as an educational organization, and they have drafted many of the documents and materials that are being used and supported by the National Education Association, the major LGBT organizations, things like that, related to children identifying as LGBTQ, but particularly transgender or non-binary. So this is an organization with deep roots in the LGBTQ movement and with an agenda. They think it is just fine to push kids into the funnel and right down towards a transgender identity. And that, unfortunately, is who they are.
What is gender-inclusive puberty education?
Well, it's a mouthful, isn't it? So what Gender Spectrum does, what they actually do, is they train teachers, they create materials and documents that become guidance for schools, for educators, for anyone really dealing with young children, but their particular focus is on education. So every school, pretty much, in the U.S., at least public schools, has a health curriculum. It's usually state mandated. In many states, it includes the sex ed component. But all states pretty much have a health component where you teach children about their bodies, you teach them things about nutrition and things like that. So the folks at Gender Spectrum, who are all about creating inclusivity, which sounds nice, but really means changing the culture of a school to be oriented towards LGBTQ-identifying kids. So they decided that the standard health program is discriminatory towards the average kid who identifies as male, female, but might secretly be leaning towards a transgender identity or something like that. So their idea is that when you teach about the body's development in puberty, that you have to do it in what they call a gender-inclusive way, which means you erase the concept of male or female, and you simply talk about bodies. So you don't talk about girls or becoming young women and their ovaries and uterus develop and they will begin to menstruate and things like that. You simply talk about people who have ovaries, people who have a uterus, as if anyone could have, you know, a female reproductive system, and the same thing for boys, because the whole point is they want these kids, these young impressionable kids, not to think of themselves as either a boy or a girl, but rather as just a person who's got a body that happens to have certain parts, but they can identify however they want. So they can be a boy who has a period and such nonsensical, contradictory concepts like that. So there's an agenda behind this. It sounds, you know, puberty education sounds benign, but there's an agenda.
When Gender Spectrum calls for gender literacy, what do they mean by that?
Yeah, we're all in favor of literacy, right? Literacy makes us think about people who are well-read, who can read, write, who are educated. And so they put the word gender in front of it. And what they're saying is that every child needs to be immersed in and really indoctrinated into this way of thinking about themselves, not as having a sex that determines a whole lot of things about their body and their development, but rather as a person who chooses a gender identity. And your body just is sort of almost like an accidental thing that you get to manipulate. If you identify as a girl but you have boy parts, well, they can do something about that. You can take hormones and do surgery later on. So this idea of gender literacy just puts an educational label on the concept of indoctrinating our kids into this way of thinking about themselves that's simply not true. We know people are made as either male or female.
How do they suggest that this be taught to our children?
Well, in any way possible, but the practical things that happen are these. So this particular gender-inclusive puberty education program that Gender Spectrum developed is put out as a document that has principles. And the reason why they did that is because if they were to put something out as a new, quote, curriculum, most school boards and school administration teams have some sort of approval process before you start to use a curriculum. And parents might have the opportunity to weigh in. But instead, they've labeled this just a guidance document with principles. And so they're promoting it to teachers, to schools, for them to just incorporate on their own and to use to train their teachers and to train their staff people to speak about gender in this certain way and to explain kids to themselves in this language that just isn't accurate. So it's very deceptive. So they've got this report. They've also done a video talking about gender inclusivity, and you can see it's on their website, Gender Spectrum. If you go to the About Us page, there's a trailer of their video, which, again, just shows kids listening to a teacher who says, gender is not binary. That means sex is not male or female. And the kids say, it's on a spectrum. This is what they're advocating. This is what they're teaching. So it's through teacher training. It's through videos, documents. It's by collaborating with the other organizations that are in the schools, whether it's the NEA, the gay and lesbian groups, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, all of these, they're working together. And so they're just bringing this agenda forward.
You talk about the word games and linguistic smoke screens employed by gender inclusivity activists. How would you describe that?
Yeah, so part of what happens here, and I think this is one reason why parents have a hard time wrapping their heads around what's going on, is that the people with the gender agenda package things in a way that they hope will not trigger the alarm bells in parents' minds. So you hear gender literacy, and your ear catches on to the literacy. You hear gender inclusive. Everyone likes things that are inclusive, right? They involve everyone. And so what they're not saying is we're not teaching kids that they're born male or female and that they have a sex. They cannot change no matter what hormones you take or what surgery you embark upon. You are male or female. So they're not giving kids actual factual information. They're using euphemisms when they explain these concepts. So they talk about there being many pathways to adult bodies. Now, right there, they're saying adult bodies. We're not generic human beings. We are male or female, and we have either a male body or a female body. We don't have generic adult bodies. So that's an example of sort of a smokescreen, a little, it's blurring the lines as if these distinctions don't matter. So that kind of language is what you see coming from organizations and documents like this. And this is how they're teaching our teachers to speak and to explain things to our kids.
Mary Rice Hassan is our guest. We're talking about the goals of the gender inclusive agenda in our public school. She's Kate O'Byrne Fellow in Catholic Studies at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C., and author of the book, Get Out Now, 7 Reasons to Pull Your Child from Public Schools Before It's Too Late. We'll be right back. You can meet and hear Matt Walsh, Ross Douthat, Carol Tobias, Matt Harrison, Hans Feeney, Wesley Smith, Will Whedon, Jonathan Fisk, and Tom Korchak at the 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th in Chicago. Registration is $125. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The one and only 2019 Making the Case Conference, June 7th and 8th in Chicago.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about the goals of the gender inclusive agenda in our public schools. Mary Rice Hassan is our guest. She's written recently for The Federalist a piece titled 5 Crazy Things Trans Activists Want Your Kids Taught About Gender Identity. Mary, we've been speaking about this group, Gender Spectrum. What is their view of puberty? I mean, if you're going to teach puberty education, you probably should know something about puberty.
Right, you would think. So the way they, or their approach to puberty is that children's bodies are, I don't want to say fungible, but basically that what goes on in a child's body during puberty is designed to just bring that child to adulthood, just kind of a generic adulthood, and that some people have bodies that have, again, a uterus or testes or, you know, different parts, but they disconnect that from the basic idea of sexual identity. So it's as if these body parts are sort of developing on their own to really no purpose, because they're specific in their document about gender inclusive puberty education. They don't want the teachers to suggest to the kids that the reason why your body develops is so that you will be able to be a father or a mother, and that your entire body develops as a man or as a woman. They specifically don't want to say that because they want kids to think that it's about becoming older, maturing, but as sort of a generic human who then chooses an identity regardless of what the truth of their body really is. So it's not scientific. If you look at everything science tells us about puberty and the development of the body, it's keyed towards our sexual identity. In other words, our chromosomal makeup and then our reproductive systems that are part of that. And the whole body works together beautifully. But our kids, when they hear this kind of fuzzy talk about gender and no male or female, just sort of bodies that do this kind of self-directed development, it doesn't make sense. And it's unscientific. This isn't what they would learn in a hardcore biology class. And yet this is what's being promoted as health education for our kids from K through 12. So it's unscientific, it's agenda-driven, and it's confusing. It doesn't help our kids really understand what's happening inside of them.
So what alternate routes to adulthood are the gender inclusivity activists recommending? If puberty isn't a path to male or female, and puberty is just something that happens to happen to you to turn you into a generic adult, and then your actual gender is determined by your future decision or decisions, what's the route to adulthood?
Well, good question. Now, I'll caution you, this doesn't all hang together because it doesn't make sense. It's just, it's not grounded in reality. But the way they approach it, the reason why they say there are multiple pathways to an adult body is because they're trying to normalize the idea that some kids, when they hit puberty, will take very strong hormones to prevent puberty. So what they do is they say, well, some bodies need a little medical support in order to develop the right way. And we know there are occasional kids who will go through puberty too early, and they may end up taking medicine that slows that down, or maybe their puberty hasn't started, and they may take something to help trigger it. So what they do is, again, they throw up the smoke screen and they say, well, some people may need medical support to go through puberty. But it's all designed to tell kids it's really okay if you have the body of a girl and you feel like a boy, that we can give you puberty blockers to shut down your puberty, not to fix a problem. You have a perfectly healthy body, but to shut down your natural puberty. And then we can give you hormones from the opposite sex so that you will go through puberty as if you were a girl instead of a boy. And so they're trying to normalize this idea of doing something really radical, which is messing with your body the way it's designed to develop, so that these kids can indulge the illusion that somehow they can really change from one sex to another. And again, to make the whole class think that transgender identification and body manipulation is perfectly normal. So that's what they mean when they're talking about many pathways to an adult body, because they leave it up in the air. You can choose which way you're going to go, and they're trying to normalize the idea of taking really strong medicines to either shut your body down, shut down your puberty, or to make you go through the puberty of the opposite sex, which will sterilize you. If you have not gone through your normal puberty, and if you're a girl and you're put on testosterone, that is going to make you sterile, unable to have children. So again, think of the age we're talking about. They're teaching kids this is a normal pathway to become an adult.
Finally, why do gender inclusivity activists have to resort to fake science to make their case? Yeah. I got about a minute here, Mary.
Yeah, I think the basic reason is they're denying reality, and the truth about our bodies is this: we're created male, or female. And the rest is body modification. We cannot change. Even when someone claims that they're identifying as the opposite sex and they're taking hormones and changing their hair and all that stuff, they can't change who they are. Their body is really, truly male or female, right down to the every last cell in their body. So it's a lie to normalize what really is a political agenda. And unfortunately, it's our kids. It's our kids who are being harmed by this.
Mary Rice Hassan is the Kate O'Byrne Fellow in Catholic Studies at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C., co-author of the book Get Out Now, Why You Should Pull Your Child from Public School Before It's Too Late, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Five Crazy Things Trans Activists Want Your Kids Taught About Gender Identity. You can read it and purchase her book, Get Out Now, at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Mary, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll find out why Suzanne Venker says women should stop trying to have sex like men. And it's This Week in Pop Christianity with Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith, and our media coverage of religion segment with syndicated columnist Terry Mattingly. You didn't think it would get this crazy this fast, did you? You didn't think that we could actually be trying to teach our children these things that are contrary to fundamental reality, but there are those out there who are trying to do it. All the more reason why we as parents need to keep teaching our children the truth. That's all it takes. Just teach them the truth.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size. And the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.